Hi, we are students from Adam Carbolera's creative writing class at Roaring Fork High School.
We're here to read stories and poems about the theme Lost and Found.
I forgive you. I remember the silence from no one being around, locked in your room, afraid of words. I forgive you for doing this to yourself. I forgive you for putting scars on your body, for letting those words come out of their mouth, and blaming every piece of yourself, making your vision cloudy. I remember the laughter around you, not with you. Fakers, liars, head against the lunch table, then back to your bedroom floor. For letting the words fill your thoughts and push you to uncontrollable actions, leaving feared marks upon your dirty body that you cried to save before being destroyed. I remember you running, sore throat, not from laughing. Destroyed by the unknown monster, still out there, unafraid, as the girl is afraid to speak. I forgive you for letting your mind ponder, but never let one squeak out of your mouth, instead you hold in that shriek. I want you to know you could have and should have opened your mouth and took in control. I forgive you for letting your hand have control of the blade, the thing that has now become part of your body, the body you loathe and wish you could trade. Trade for one where you could smile because you like what you see, not because you have to painfully force it upon your face. I want you to know words are powerful. You should have shown your frown instead of letting the pain grow. Your actions are even bigger and better to show. I forgive you for forcing that smile, the smile that stings you like the fresh cut on your wrist. The force that feels like you just ran a mile, now you hate yourself for the new mark on your wrist. I remember backs against your face, a ride that went to waste, running to the bathroom holding in, a flood that felt full of sin. I forgive you for choking yourself with the tears you hold in, the ones that only stream when you curl up. Tears becoming waterfalls down to the blood that runs down your skin, an eternity of tissues trying to clean up every last drop. I forgive you for thinking you're a waste of space. For every amount of blood that leaves you, there becomes more space in this world. Smudged upon the tissue like art you think you've made, only to feel the same frown on your face. You think you're not worth a breath you take. You think it'd be okay to want to be laying in a grave out in the cold. I remember your hand writing down the things that are making you drown, the page soaking in tears and letters that seem to be swirling around. I forgive you for thinking you'd be better off if your heart would stop pumping the blood throughout your body, the blood that you leave on the sharp blade, for wishing you could just fade, disappear from people's view and not feel everyone's pity. I want you to know that you're just in pain and afraid, but your veins don't deserve to be stopped or detained. I forgive you for closing yourself off. Your back hits the wall, sliding down, your cheeks soaked with tears. The walls rise, only showing that you're tough. Your hands shaking as you stare at the scars that show what's really been hidden behind that wall of emotions. Unable to show or explain, you smile, no longer afraid. Now to feel the comfort of care instead of the pain of despair.
This has been a collaboration with Roaring Fork High School,
the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program,
and KDNK.